Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Jürgen, seven fish points to the pot tonight after a stunning finish to the game. It appears there's been a good deal of frustration before that as well. So how did you ultimately find that way to win this evening?
During the game, we should have played more football. We told the boys in the first half, always when we played football, it looked really good. We were dangerous. That was fine. Newcastle did really well, how they put us under pressure. They had to invest a lot. And I think we could see that it was really a lot in the last 20, 25 minutes when they started struggling a little bit with intensity. But we should have done better. Told the boys in halftime that even before we won 1-0 down, it looked already a little bit desperate. There's no need for that. We were forcing it too early. We played too many long balls without a real idea behind. We know all, we play these balls, Verge to Mo, for example. That's absolutely fine. They helped us a lot of times, but it's not always the case that Mo can just get him down and these kind of things. And we need to prepare these situations better. And again, being 1-0 down is obviously not cool, but was the least of my problems in halftime. So we showed the boys, if we do specific stuff, play the extra pass, then we can cause them problems, because they took in their defending some risk, how they moved to one side. And when the ball was left, and it really put us under pressure there. If we could get out there, then the spaces were immediately there. So we scored the equalizer. And then it was just a difficult game to play because we didn't play a lot. I mean, all of your colleagues ask me now about it. That's why I mentioned it. Everybody asked me about it. It was just interrupted constantly for some reason. And that doesn't give you the momentum. And also no chance to gain any kind of momentum. So in the end, I was really happy in the moment when we got this last corner in the 98th minute. And yeah, what Mo and Fabio made then of it was obviously absolutely outstanding. A wonderful goal. Perfect moment that we scored in after 98 minutes, I thought, is the perfect response for everything what happened during the game.
How big a moment is that for a young player like Fabio as well, to be the game winner in such a situation?
He scored now twice this week. This week, no. What is today? No, okay. In the last two games, yesterday, birthday. So it's probably a better week for the little one. It's an outstanding player, wonderful talent. Very mature in a lot of departments already, and so I'm really happy for him. So Harvey was best player on the pitch, and Fabio decides the game. So that says a lot about the talent of the boys.
The stop-start nature of the game appeared to lead to a bit of frustration. It seemed to be a bit of a needle between the two benches, particularly when the second goal went in. What was going on?
I didn't see it, honestly. I turned in this direction to celebrate. I think we saw what happens there more or less. When I turned around, I was surprised about what happened on the other side. So I cannot really say anything about it.
Finally, for me, obviously, I always have to check deadline day tomorrow. Any chance?
I don't think so. But as long as it's time, we should not. We should not close the door completely. Obviously, Hendo is injured. He got a hamstring, which is absolutely not helpful. So, I don't think so.
Any more? James?
Yeah, just on Harvey, he seems to have gone to the next level so far this season. Big development in him. Is there anything particularly you've worked with him, or what you've seen differently
from him? Just a year older, and more training session in his legs, more games played. I think he started an exceptional season last year. He did. He played a similar level.
Thank you.
That's how it is. I cannot now compare. So now already better than last year. We are more influential for sure. But he is a midfielder. He is a guy we need on the ball and these kind of things. So no, he did really well. There's nothing particular. We work on it. Like we said, okay, how we have to improve this or that. It's just for all the boys actually creating sessions where the boys get forced to make the next step. So that's it, where you deal better with smaller spaces, higher tempo, all these kind of things, and especially for a midfielder who's constantly under pressure. We have to do that, but you need a proper skill set for that to improve, and that's obvious that he has that.
What do you think this win can do for this team? To see what it meant to everyone to sometimes win a game that
kind of even more. Of course, we have to use any, it gave a massive boost. So from a rather frustrating night in a lot of moments to one of the best nights we ever had. That's how football is. So of course it gives a boost, but we can sleep now twice and then we play Everton. So we have to make sure that we use these 2 days really well. But yes, last two games, 6 points, proper score line. So that's all positive, but everybody saw it tonight. We have to improve. We have to. The next game will not be like that. Everton opens for us now all the gates and says, okay, you want to go here or there. So we have to fight through this as well. And that at Goodison and not at home. So yeah, we know it will be tough. So we have to be ready for that.
Tom.
That serious that he couldn't carry on, so it was no tactical switch change.
Same last one.
Your form going into the derby, you conceded the first goal in a number of games and won the other one 9-0.
Yeah. So it's exciting, at least let me say like this. So we know that we have to improve. Really, we know that it's how it's said. When we played football, we were really good. Even tonight against an opponent who threw everything in between us and the goal. So that's the truth. And that's what we have to do now, consistently playing football. And there are moments when you have to force it. Yeah, but you cannot force it, and then hope all of a sudden you can start playing football. We need obviously still to make a few steps to be as good as we can be. And but the next game will be a proper fight. I'm not sure we should think too much about playing football. So it will be a proper fight and we have to be ready for that. And then we will see what we get for it.
So will this game stand you in the good stead because Newcastle put up a proper fight?
Sorry?
Will this game stand you in good stead for the derby because Newcastle put up a proper fight?
Yeah, of course. It's a perfect preparation for the derby, for sure.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that show. If you want even more Liverpool podcasts in your lives, do check out Red Men Plus. From as little as £5 a month, you can get tons and tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form. So yeah, go over to redmenplus.com, check out our amazing content. I'm sure you are going to love it.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.